Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on presentation skills. My name is Tracy Sinclair. Introduction. Speaking to an audience of any size can be unnerving. Even the most confident of people can feel out of their depth when faced with a sea of faces. Yet presenting is an unavoidable part of everyday business life, and the way you present yourself and your message can make a huge difference to how you get on in business. The need for good presentation skills crops up in so many aspects of our lives. You may need to ask for a rise, brief a group or conduct some training, explain a report or run a meeting, sell a service or product, give a speech or a talk, or lead a team, and so on. The list is endless. First impressions count. So do second and third impressions. In virtually every area of work, presentation and communication play a very important role in personal effectiveness. Being a powerful presenter is one way of becoming more effective as a person. But perhaps you think that making an impact is not one of your strengths, or that establishing a personal presence is something that only charismatic people can achieve. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're probably right. Negative words and thoughts become a self-fulfilling prophecy because they invade your subconscious and your audience with unhelpful messages. The fear of drying up, making a fool of yourself, or failing to find the correct expression will find a way of displaying itself through your body language or through the hesitation in your voice. This podcast is designed to tackle the fears that can strike you down by giving you a firm foundation in planning and preparation, helping you to develop your own personal dynamic style of presenting, enabling you to select appropriate and supportive visual aids, helping you to overcome your nerves and handle questions, and by giving you the ability to capture and hold your audience's attention. First of all, take a moment to consider and perhaps even make a few notes around what makes a good presentation. Now think about the first presentation you can recall undertaking and make a few more notes. What worked? And what could be looked at for improvement? It is important to acknowledge and be clear about the aspects of giving presentations that you are already good at so that you can keep doing them. Then you can focus on two or three areas for improvement at a time and gradually build upon your skills.